If you look at the music, it's always exactly the same.
The same notes.
If you think of reading a book, it's always the same words, but if it's read out loud, what is that specific reader bringing to it? Every reader is going, absolutely, the intonation, the inflection.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters. Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime, on the internet. Yes, in your browser at WFPR.FM. And in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial 102.9. Near the dial or maybe the knobs or the push buttons, you can preset it to that number, 102.9. It'll always be ready for you. Here in our glorious studio today with Don Krishnaswamy. How are you doing today?
Hello, Steve. Great to see you. Great to be back again.
Absolutely, because you've got another concert coming up.
We do. The Live Arts String Quartet is back for another concert this spring. We're delighted to be able to say. I think everybody was in hibernation during this crazy winter we all had, and we were no exception. And, of course, the Live Arts String Quartet is still growing out of the foundation that Live Arts,
the Phoenix has arisen, and now you're starting to fly for the second one.
Exactly, right. But during this winter, we're kind of all like wondering what's going on. So
hibernating.
That's right. But we're very delighted to say that the Massachusetts Cultural Council has awarded us a very nice grant to help us move forward with these concerts.
And excellent.
So that combined with individual donations and local businesses are stepping up. So we're starting to see something happen. And we know that we have this concert in May, and then we won't talk much about this now, but there will be another one to start the fall or at some point in the fall.
Sure.
Those are guaranteed, and then we're just going to see how this continues to grow. We're very excited that we're able to be back this May.
So. Well, and you did have standing room only the very first one, which was even free at that point, but
that concert was free.
The show's interest, I believe, right?
Yes. Yeah, that concert, we called that a gift to the community, just to kind of introduce the Live Arts String Quartet as a separate entity from Live Arts, and the turnout was absolutely astounding. There may be people listening to this who were there who will recall that we had a wonderful problem, which was no more seating available.
No more chairs.
It's not so wonderful for the people that are standing, and our hearts went out to them for sure. But so just such a glorious response. Presenting a free concert like that is not typical. We did want to give that gift, and we did, I think, make it clear at the time that we would be, there would be a price for tickets ultimately,
sure.
And there is for this concert. It's a very modest admission charge, and you can find that on our new website.
So. You've got a new website.
Absolutely.
Because I know when we talked before, it was still kind of being finished, and it wasn't quite ready yet, but it is.
Yeah, I'm going to just be honest and say we hadn't even started it, okay? Because this was just all a surprise. Suddenly this was happening, and so we're like, hey, you know what? We can make this happen this time without a website.
Right.
But when this became clear that we'd be able to do this in May, I was like, so there's no way I can show up, like at an interview with Steve Sherlock, say, no, we still don't have a website. It's like, what's your problem. So we absolutely have a website. It is simply, it's very easy to remember, Live Arts String Quartet. Remember, it's arts and string, so there are two S's there.
Two S's.
LiveArtsStringQuartet.org. And so there you can go and you can read about the foundation of the Live Arts String Quartet. You can read about each of the musicians, and then you can purchase tickets. You can even hear some brief clips from some of our live concerts, and there are a couple of video clips. So
right.
You can get a sense of the sound of the LASQ. And then go there to purchase your tickets.
Yep.
And I'll also say that based on that, we're back at the Franklin Historical Museum, by the way, where we were last November.
Right.
May 17th, 3 p.m. at the Franklin Historical Museum. And again, because it was so popular and seating is limited, we do have a limited number of tickets available. In the first 48 hours of making this public, we sold out about a quarter of the tickets. So there's a good few left right now, but it's still early. And I will say that if you purchase a ticket now, your ticket, tickets now, you will be guaranteed a seat at the concert. Nobody who has a ticket in hand will be standing.
Right.
That we can guarantee. But you'll want to act because the tickets we do anticipate selling out before the date.
Right.
And if you show up on the date without a ticket, you may get one if there are a few left, or you may be standing.
Right.
We'll
if
admit
somebody
people.
Has bought a ticket, not shown up, then maybe
there Oh, well, if someone buys and doesn't show up, then there might be
there might be an extra seat
right.
or so.
Right, exactly.
So you can maximize. Yeah. But why take that risk?
Exactly, exactly. I would just get your tickets.
If you really, really want some music, then...
Right. And we have an adult price and then a senior discount and a student discount as well. And I'll just say children under 12 are free.
Okay.
So go to the website to learn more, to see the pricing, and we really would love to see you at the concert.
Sure.
So,
yeah. And yeah, I've replaced the Live Arts link because I thought I had taken it off, but lo, it was still there. So I've replaced the Live Arts String Quartet link on the Franklin Matters page. So other resources, there's a list, alphabetical. You can go there. Certainly, you can Google Live Arts String Quartet. I'm sure you'll find up with your page ultimately. So,
yeah. Right. Good. Excellent. I'm glad that's been done. Thank you so much.
We're here to help. You know, they're amplifying the public good, and you're bringing public good music. So,
Thank you.
That's our
mission and goal.
Your mission and goal. So, speaking of music, you've got what, 3-4 pieces?
Right. So, we have a program of 3 works, and we stayed quite traditional in the first concert. And as we're still kind of making our footprint, we're keeping it that way. We're not going off the beaten track a lot right now, introducing like avant-garde or contemporary music. We just want people to be able to enjoy some incredible music from the past that people love. So our program includes a Haydn string quartet in D major, and then a gorgeous, luscious Mendelssohn A minor string quartet. That one's particularly close to my heart. It was one that I first learned when I was a student at Juilliard. It's very dramatic, full of energy, full of absolute beauty, and it ends very very reflectively, shall we say.
Okay.
So that closes the first half, Haydn and Mendelssohn. Mm-hmm. And then in the second half, we have a Schumann string quartet in A major. So we go from the A minor of the Mendelssohn on the first half to the kind of happier A major of the Schumann.
Yep.
And Schumann's music is just... it's also luscious. It's energetic. We haven't done a Schumann quartet with the Live Arts Quartet. Amazingly, we kind of missed Schumann so far. So that was a big reason to get Schumann programmed.
To fit it into your repertoire,
right?
So to speak.
Exactly, exactly. Yes. So we're looking forward to sharing that. And then we may have a little tidbit, based on the applause at the end.
If there's enough applause,
there may be a little surprise tidbit, a piece that's beloved to everybody, I think, and I'm not going to spill the beans on what it is.
I won't press you.
I will say though that it's not originally for string quartet. It's an arrangement by a beloved colleague of mine, a violist who I played with in Boston.
Okay.
The Boston Pops, the Lyric Opera, the Ballet, Boston Landmarks Orchestra for 30 years.
Oh.
He was a fixture in Boston. He was in the Pops with Arthur Fiedler. So long time Boston fixture. He passed away a few weeks ago. And so we're going to just be honoring him with this encore that's an arrangement of his.
My condolences, for sure.
Right, it was very special. I actually went to his widow's home just over the weekend and looked through his music and found this arrangement by him. And so it was the first time she was letting go of any of his things. So it was kind of a sacred little moment there. We're going to be honored to perform that arrangement again. If people would like to hear it.
Sure. So. Tickets are available now. Get them now. Don't risk.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. And then clearly this is the rebirth, the regrowth. Hopefully this will continue. You say you've got another concert coming later. Mm-hmm. We'll get into those details later.
Right,
but
so
far, based on that first reception, you've got a healthy group here. And then hopefully the tickets will truly sell out early and then just go from there.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. We just want to see this keeping on growing. We're grateful, very grateful. And let me put in a word for the donations that have come in when people started buying tickets, they were also very kindly, many of them, throwing in an extra donation with their ticket.
Sure.
And in the when you go to purchase your tickets, you'll see there's a voluntary additional donation you can choose if you wish.
Right.
And we were very touched to see that people were proactively adding little donations. Any amount is very meaningful beyond the dollar amount. It says that we love this. We would like to have this. We support you.
Right.
So, you know, any amount that people want to give, we're very happy for. But it's just been very nice to see that response. And then local businesses, you know, I've been approaching local businesses. We're getting some nice response there.
Sure.
We had a nice donation from a local bank. And then, of course, we have the Massachusetts Cultural Council and others in the works. So we see this, you know, starting to grow. And it's kind of cool. It's kind of fun to, you know, certainly on my end, but also for our patrons, just to see something kind of growing right here in Franklin that's of top professional caliber, world-class musicians. And, and here it is kind of budding here in the spring in Franklin. So
seasonally appropriate.
Absolutely. That's right.
Budding in
that's
the spring.
Right. Right? Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the April showers will bring the May flowers with May music.
That's right.
And you've already said the music has kind of the ranges with the different movements. Some are going to be a little bit slow, but then you're getting some humor and some excitement.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a full range in this program that we've chosen. So we look forward to sharing it.
Yes.
So again, it's May 17th at the Franklin Historical Museum. That's on West Central Street.
Right.
And tickets are on sale now at our website, livearts.stringquartet.org.
With two S's. Arts.
Arts String.
Plus
that's right.
String,
ArtsStr, et cetera. livearts.stringquartet.org.
Yeah.
So we look forward to presenting this program and having as many people there as we can.
Mm-hmm. So, and while we had talked previously, people can listen to some more of the story of kind of the rebirth, because live arts doesn't exist.
Right.
It has reached its time.
That's right.
You know, kind of in a normal course, things happen.
Yeah. I mean, it was going for a quarter century.
That was a worthy life.
That's right, exactly.
Worthy life.
Exactly.
Now you've got this string quartet to start out on a new life.
That's right, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And your membership, your quartet, right? They're all, they've been, what, you referenced a colleague for some 20, 30 years. I'm sure some of you've been playing with these for...
Absolutely, we've been playing together for years and years in various contexts in Boston. Mm-hmm. And these are all, you know, the caliber of these musicians is unequaled. And you can read the bios of each of us
on the page.
On the website.
Back to the reference,
about the quartet or about the musicians, something like that. So, they're all, you know, and all, the thing is... we're all passionate about chamber music.
Sure.
It's close to any string player's heart. And so.
Well, in closeness, especially for this particular environment, it's only 70 people, it's small. You're within, you know, I don't want to say shouting distance. You're within talking distance of the people, even if they're in the back of the room.
That's right.
So you're up close and personal to hear that music and go through the gyrations.
Right, and also that's the essential spirit of chamber music.
Right.
Because when you think about it, chamber music started at a time centuries ago when you couldn't go to Apple Music on your iPhone and start listening to stuff. Never mind records from decades past. The only way to hear music outside of going, the only way to hear music at home, that's what I should say.
Right.
Was to have live musicians playing it. Are you going to have an orchestra in your parlor? Nope.
Nope, not
There's
big
no
enough.
Room.
Nope.
So you have a few musicians. And so that would have been a small setting.
Sure.
Very intimate. So chamber music is really best, I think, in an intimate setting like that, intimate environment. So that's what it's made for.
Yep. So. And while you mentioned the Schumann, I think is the first time as a quartet you're going that way.
Right.
There may be something else in, what do you call it, the canon of other chamber music that you'll bring back in or explore in some of your future concerts.
Oh, absolutely, yes. We have, for the most part, we try not to repeat pieces that we've performed before, but every now and then it happens. We've certainly played Haydn and we've certainly played Mendelssohn, but not these specific quartets.
Pieces, correct.
Right, yes. Schumann, as the composer, is literally the first time the composer has been on. Haydn and Mendelssohn, we've, of course, performed, but these quartets will be new.
Right.
For this series.
Correct. So, yeah. And then you still want to, as you're reestablishing yourself, play enough of, quote, the classics, the recognizable right. ones, the Haydn, Mendelssohn's, Beethoven, right. Bach, et cetera, and then eventually get into some of, help us explore some of the right. other
and,
pieces.
And that's important, because to take music forward, we need to share music of today mm-hmm. to help move it forward. But it's always wise to, unless your purpose is that specifically, to kind of pepper those in as little kind of, I don't know what to call them, appetite whetters or something, mm-hmm. but to also have the works that really people can really sink into and right. and make and go, after they've...
I've heard that before. Yeah, exactly. I've heard pieces of that before, yeah. maybe in elevators or whatever.
But yeah, right, exactly.
Now
yeah.
you get the full experience.
Yeah, right, yeah. And again, we're just keeping it traditional and familiar to really give people the best experience they can right now. Down the road, we may, you know, go a little off that track a mm-hmm. little bit, explore a little bit more.
Right, take people along yeah. to explore.
Right.
But for me, as well as a music aficionado, I love the live experience. Mm-hmm. There is mm-hmm. nothing to beat the live
nothing
experience.
Nothing like it. And that's especially important today, again, when you can just go and, you know, listen to, it's so accessible on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever, all these mm-hmm. streaming services. And
sure.
we hope that that's still actual, real, living, breathing musicians that you're hearing on these services. But with AI
right.
today, we get very, very concerned. And,
yes.
and so it's just that much more urgent and important to have live music that's obviously being played by living, breathing, real, you know, Homo sapiens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because
folks,
we're scared about AI, I have to say.
yeah. That could be a separate show.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I usually say artificial intelligence is neither artificial nor intelligent.
Absolutely.
And there's a whole bunch of reasons
exactly.
for that. So
we're bringing actual intelligence. That's another AI. Actual intelligence with real people playing this music. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's special to hear live music.
Because that's
sure.
one of the unique pieces, too, is while you've played, and maybe one of these pieces you've played before, but this time, this day, your own body, you're going to play it to the intent of the music itself, but it will be somewhat different.
Mm-hmm.
Because it always is.
It's always
different. It's always different.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I mean, the music, if you look at the music, it's always exactly the same.
The same notes.
If you
yeah.
think of reading a book, it's always the same words, but if it's read out loud, what is that specific reader bringing to it? Every reader is going, absolutely, the intonation, the inflection, the expressiveness is obviously going to be different mm-hmm. from reader mm-hmm. to reader, and so that's the beautiful thing about live music. It's exactly the same.
Right.
Each ensemble or each individual will bring their own unique interpretation to it. Our mission is always to stay as true to the composer as we possibly
true.
Can. But within that, there's room for individual expressivity
yeah.
as long as you're true to the composer.
Right. You're not going jazz off it.
Right,
you're
exactly.
You're not doing any special riffs.
Right.
But
right.
you're bringing your musicianship to that interpretation.
Right. And any composer would hope that a musician would do that, to bring their... That's the beautiful thing. It's really an interactive experience mm-hmm. between composer, who's in most cases not even here anymore.
True.
And you know, currently living musicians, and they come together in this synergy of what was created and what is being created on mm-hmm. the spot.
Right.
And that's and what's
then,
beautiful.
And
about.
Then heard, but yeah. then you can't rehear it.
Right.
Unless there's a recording or
well,
something
on
that particular
yeah,
piece.
Yeah, see, with a recording, you're also hearing what was created.
Correct.
So the piece was created, the recording was created, but in live music, you're hearing something that is being created on the spot.
On the spot.
And that's an yeah. exciting thing.
In the
yeah.
room where it happened, to pony another theory.
Yeah, absolutely.
Famous
yeah.
phrase.
Right. Exactly, yes. Yeah,
so again, to remind folks, okay, yeah. the Live Arts String Quartet page is available. Mm-hmm. You can purchase the ticket for May 17th.
3 p.m.
You've got the different senior...
So, yeah, a regular adult price, senior, that's 65. And then students, 12 through whatever. If you're a college student, you're
right.
eligible
Correct.
For the student price. Any students, 12 plus.
Right.
And then under 12 is no charge. And all the other tickets are modestly charged. You're not going to break the bank on this.
No, but buy them early because there may not be ones at the door.
Right, buy them early, absolutely. And we anticipate selling out because of the size of the hall and the response we had last November.
Right. Yeah, because that was 70 plus and people were standing.
Right, exactly.
They enjoyed, I'm sure, because I was fortunately seated somewhat in the front.
Yes.
It was enjoyable.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Yes. We had a standing ovation at the end, a lot of excitement. In fact, on the website, you can see on the performance clips page, we have a little clip of the end of that concert.
The ending.
The last, I don't know, 30 seconds or so.
Okay.
And so you can see everyone's response and standing up and clapping and all that. So it's kind of fun. Yeah.
More goodness coming May 17th.
Absolutely. May 17th, 3 p.m., Franklin Historical Museum. And go to liveartsstringquartet.org for tickets.
Well, thank you for coming into the studio and sharing that. I'm looking forward to it, except unfortunately I'll be away.
You'll be away this time.
I won't be able to do that. I'll have to catch whatever the recording is available.
Exactly, and then we'll be back in the fall.
In the fall, and then I'll hopefully, I won't be away at that point in time. Who knows?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
We'll figure out the new date and the new times, et cetera.
Exactly. Very good.
Well, thank you again for doing this.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And to the listeners, thank you for listening. Get those tickets early if you want. And a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.